I'm RB Sensei, and I'm back again to critique some more ridiculous dating nonsense. Let's get it.
This guy who's been wanting to take me out for a while, he hits me up, and we had been talking for a minute, and he says, tomorrow morning, I'm going to hit you up, and I'm going to give you a couple of choices for us to go out to dinner tomorrow evening. The morning comes and goes, and I don't hear from him.
Because they don't give a damn about you. They don't like you. I don't like you.
Whatever. I'm not fazed by this. I just go on about my business. Today at 6 p.m. comes by, and I finally hear from him. But he doesn't call. He sends a text, and the text reads, what we eating. I just question mark that. And he says, did you still want to do dinner tonight? I haven't heard from you all day. You were supposed to send me some choices this morning, and when I didn't hear from you, I made plans. So I'm going to the Hawks game tonight.
That is bullshit.
Then suddenly he says, oh, well, I made reservations for us, so I go on the website because I have all the intention in the world to call and verify this. I go on the website, and the damn restaurant is not open on Tuesdays.
She wasn't going to the Hawks game. She was playing games. Too old to be playing games. But women who play games attract men who play games. She's clearly in her 30s with a nose ring. What else do we need to know about her, you know?
Ladies, in 2026, can we please stop giving wife-girlfriend treatment to guys that don't even want you? Can y'all please stop doing that, okay? Because all year, I come across different guys, just, you know, just in mutual spaces, just different encounters, different guys who talk and brag about the things that y'all are doing for them, like taking care of their kid, helping them take care of their kids, paying their child support, what else, cooking for them, cleaning for them, letting them move into your house, buying them cars, co-signing car loans for them, all type of crazy stuff.
If I got locked up and sentenced to a quarter century, could I count on you to be there to support me mentally?
Fellas, you see what they'll do for you when they really like you? So if a chick ain't returning texts, you know, within the hour, you know what it is. If a chick always talking about how busy she is, you know what it is. These are the extremes they will go to when they really like you. They'll buy you a car, let you move in. You know, they'll pay your child support and some more shit. There's never going to be any gray area if a woman likes you. Remember that, fellas. Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.
When you first start dating somebody and they're like in this rush with all of these compliments, all of this energy, they want to talk to you all day, every day, they want to spend a lot of time with you, that right there is a sign that they're not here for the long haul. Because if they were, what we rushing for? If I know I'm spending a lifetime with you, or if I know that I'm going to spend a significant amount of time with you, why am I rushing you to spend every day and every hour, every minute with you? And then after that person does this whole like love bombing rushing phase, why is it that they end up disappearing later on? And a lot of the times they disappear because it becomes too much. They need space. They're working on this and working on that.
Pounced on her a few times and rolled the fuck off.
All these women know the guys who wouldn't manipulate them, who wouldn't play them, who wouldn't love bomb them. But those guys aren't tall enough, they aren't fine enough, they don't have enough status, they don't have enough coins. These women should really just retire. The guys they're attracted to are never going to give them what they want. But a part of them love the heartbreak and the turmoil and the emotional roller coaster. And they love to have something to talk about for the TikTok.
And it's always so fucking embarrassing to see a bitch in 2025 sharing a nigga pictures. Posting about having a nigga. You go to his page, he ain't sharing not one thing of her.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. But niggas spy out you, nigga.
It's jealousy. Like feeling shortchanged when somebody else is getting all the attention.
He ain't sharing not one post saying nothing about a bitch. And her page is just full of this nigga. Like, girl, I thought we all learned back in the day, but nigga not posting, you don't post that nigga. If a nigga not sharing your pictures, you don't share that nigga pictures. If a nigga not sharing posts about having a, you don't got a man. You look crazy. You look crazy as f***ing. I know I gotta keep real. You look crazy.
All right. Now you hypnotized with hatred.
I be wanting to text them so bad and be like, hey, boo, I know you don't know me, but stop posting that nigga.
What kind of shit is that?
Don't post that nigga. I don't want to see that nigga no more on my timeline. No more. Because he don't post you. He don't post you at all. He don't share none of your
Grow the fuck up. Grow up.
So many things I could touch on with this. First off, why don't you mind your own motherfucking business? Second of all, you too old to be worrying about who posting who on social media, let alone who posting who on social media when it don't got nothing to do with you and yours. But another thing I'm thinking about, was this TikTok inspired by a woman posting a dude you effing with and you jelly? I think that's what inspired this post. And this is another example of single women trying to keep women single and trying to sabotage other women who have something maybe positive going on in their romantic life.
I'm shocked that a lot of women refuse to go out by themselves solo dolo. And I get it. But then again, I don't. Okay? What I need for more of us to do is to get our makeup done. Do your makeup. I did my own makeup tonight. Do your makeup. Do your hair. Okay? Put on some clothes. Put on your fur because it's cold outside, okay? Put on them boots, okay? Put on that lip gloss. And what I want you to do is go to your favorite bar. For me, I love me a cigar bar, okay? I like me a coffee with a little chocolate aroma cigar. And I like me a paper plane, okay? You got to impress somebody. Get some bourbon, all right? And I need you to go out and enjoy yourself. Listen to some music, vibe on your own. Meet the bartender. Spark up a conversation. Talk about what you're going through. That's what they get paid for. Tip her well. Tip him well. And enjoy your night. Get a black truck. Don't drive drunk. Get in your car. Go home. Take your makeup off. Decompress and go to sleep and wake up tomorrow. Don't miss your life because somebody else don't want to go.
Okay.
Okay, first and foremost, it's not a flex that you did your own makeup because it looks horrible. I'm not just trying to be mean. Seriously, you need to look at some more tutorials. But why don't anybody want to go with you? Well, specifically, you made this TikTok because somebody rejected you. And you hope they see this TikTok, which they won't. And if they do, they won't care about it. Usually, when women get dressed up like this and go to the bar to look fancy, those women are usually carpet walkers. So yeah, I don't know what vibe I'm getting from this woman. But either way, this video was absolutely pathetic. And I assure you, the bartender don't want to hear what you're going through. He don't get paid enough for that.
Say that again.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
To play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, go.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.